Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You're
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco.
Hey.
AK Disco. 3-5. Hey. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah, yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there, there was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
Is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
What's up, this is A-T-A-Z-P, live on Blog Talk Radio, your host T-A-Z, also in the house I have Music Maven. And the man of honor here, Drew Stars in the house. Y'all say what's up.
What's up out there?
What's up?
My man Drew Stars. I'm going to tell you. When I read your bio, said you're a dancer,
songwriter, actor, singer. Hey, man, whatever hats you got on over there, man. I know you wearing a couple of hats over there, Kat.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, I used to be in the carpentry business, too. But we ain't going to talk about that. So I'm dealing on a lot of things. Yeah.
Okay. I was very impressed, man. So just tell us a brief introduction on how you got started doing what you do.
Well, this has always been a major passion for me since like the age of six. You know, I started off in the church, you know, with my mom. And
praise God.
always.
Yeah.
And then, you know, watching Michael Jackson, you know, at a young age, just really, truly inspired me, and to become, you know, an artist, because, you know, he used to, you know, captivate me, and it just, his type of performance, it just took me to a better world, you know.
Right.
Because when I perform, it's like there's no type of feeling, you know, that, you know, I can't feel anything else other than, you know, freedom when I perform, and it just takes me away. And, you know, at that point, I want to say about 10 years old, I was, I'd perform in my room, I'd just dance and, you know, try to do the moonwalk and all of that, and it really started to get serious when I hit high school. I started dancing, and then I want to say like the age of 21 is when I found my voice again, because, you know, I went through puberty. So I had stopped singing for a while, and then I got back into it. So, it was different levels, but I've been doing it for a while now.
That's cool, man. That's cool. We also got on the line Paula Patton Ross. Paula, this is Drew Starrs. Introduce yourself.
Hey, Drew, how are you? I'm going over your biography, and brother, I, too, am a fan of Michael, but before I get into that, I got to talk to you about this code. So it wasn't a mistake on my computer, because I'm a writer also, and I had just hooked up this piano. My husband bought me a Yamaha that does everything except for wash dishes, you know, and I was writing out a song. And, you know, it'll produce my sheet music for my melodies. And I thought maybe I had it on a special mode, and it was just printing up the musical notes. So I grabbed a copy of some music I'd written. I said, wait a minute, there's no staff on this. It is wild, but you wind up something, I figured it out.
Oh, wow.
I used to write code when I was younger, and I was a teenager, so we passed notes in school during class. One thing I wanted to ask you, though, that whole half note, that represents everything that starts with the W?
You said half note?
Yeah, the half note. Oh, wait, is it a quarter note? No, it's a half note.
You said this, everything that starts with a W.
Yeah, because I was trying to decipher it. For instance, on the bottom, when you sign up, you got the half note that goes www dot, and it'll be my space, and then, you know, your name. I see the way your name is coded, and
right.
Some of these are in phrases. So those first three notes for the www, which are written all throughout your bio, do they represent just every word that starts with the W?
No.
No?
No. I'm kind of mixed up.
All right, it's going to take a while then. Okay. That's just one thing I wanted to ask. That's another show then.
Right.
Oh, gosh. So how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. if I'm kind of, you know, off key right now, it's because past 2 days I've been in the studio. I've been in the studio like super, super hard lately, so.
Oh, man. What are you pounding out?
What's that?
You got a new release coming out?
Yeah, I've been doing features. I just did a local feature with one of the guys out here. He's pretty well known. His name is Wo Chi.
And I just did a feature on one of his songs out here.
I've heard of him before. And you also, in your bio, it says you're doing a lot of different work with a lot of different other artists as well. Could
right.
you name a few of them?
The producers I've worked with Tone, who's worked with Carrie Hilson, Jamie
right.
Foxx.
Right.
I've opened up for Casey and JoJo, Anthony Hamilton, Mary J. Blige. So, won the Billboards in 2006. So, I've been in a movie, Good Man Is Hard to Find. So,
yeah,
I've got the pleasure. Yeah, to work with Golden Brooks and Darren Henson.
Okay.
Very cool.
This cat does everything.
Okay. Yeah, you are a spinning sensation, my brother.
The first song I want to play is Where Are We? So we can get into some of your music. I have not, I'm going to tell you, I had the MP3s, and all the time during the show, I do not play any of them until the show. So I'm going to be blown away at the end, just like everybody else I know.
Oh, no, I've listened to some of them. Just go ahead and listen to what you're going to play. Because he's written some really heavy stuff, and I love his voice. His voice alone is like poetry in motion. So let's hear it.
Explain Where Are We, Drew.
Okay. Where Are We, to me, is a very, very deep song. Because this song, actually, I wrote it before this major accident I got into happened, but I recorded it right after I got in a bad car accident, because I nearly lost my life. Thank God, you know, I'm still here.
Right.
But this song is actually talking about, you know, where music takes me, because music is my girl, you know, and when I write, it just takes me above the clouds, beyond the sky, somewhere far into the galaxy, and you know, I just feel free, and this song came like through the gut, you know, and I personally love this song. Tone is actually the guy who done the track, the guy who worked with Carrie Hilson.
And
I wrote this song and vocally arranged it.
All right. Where Are We by Drew Starr.
Thank you. time I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Always come in and peep in and check out the Cleo Jones Show on Blog Talk Radio. Feel me? Her and the mad black man always got words to say. Words of upliftment and positivity is going on the Cleo Jones Show. I'm TAZ of ATAZP. Feel me? You got to keep it locked right here.
ATAZP host, guest host, Paula Pat Ross, music maven, and guest in on the show, Drew Stars. I like that song, man. That song was, I seriously jamming to it too. I almost forgot to come back in. My head was bouncing, and I was like, man, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute, I got to click something. I almost forgot. I like that song, man. That's nice. That was nice.
I hear a lot of influences going on in there. Can't pin you down to one particular style, man. You got like a horn of plenty of all kinds of styles going in there. But I hear a little bit of Prince there in the background. What's going on?
A lot of people have been saying that. Prince, that's actually an honor. That's a great honor.
Well, yeah. I hear Michael too.
I hear Michael too. Music Maven, what you got?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, you know, I thought his vocal arrangements were so smooth. I just love the little things he was doing with his voice. So it just grabs your attention that way. I love the way you riff with your voice. It was all these little pretty little riffs in there. Just made the song even better. But it's fresh. It's a very fresh arrangement and a really great song.
Thank you.
So writing comes easy to you then? Or
it depends. It really depends because the way I write is I write from the heart. So if I have to just go off a topic, it's hard for me. That's the challenge for me because if it's not real, I have to go into acting mode and you know develop a character for it. So it's pretty hard for me to write out of emotion.
Okay. Because I always what like
mean,
that. That's that.
Oh, you mean it's hard for you to write out of emotion? I think you put a lot of emotion in the tracks that I've heard, and I'm not going to say it comes easy because as an artist, it's kind of painful. It's a journey that we go on when we're creating, and what you do comes out sounding totally on the reel, and it's something that, you can't make this up. You know, it sounds like everything that you've written has come definitely from the heart.
Yeah.
Do you mean that it's a painful experience during the process?
Well,
for
that
song, not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them.
Yeah.
That's
The song In the Now. Now, great segue into it. It sounds like some painful stuff right there. But I'm going to let you explain it, Drew.
In denial, a lot of us go through that. I mean, whenever you get hurt, from a relationship, you kind of build up this wall. You go into construction and you build this wall up and you find somebody else who really cares for you, but you don't want to, give in really, really quickly because, you're scared to get hurt. And, I have feelings for this girl, but I'm trying not to show my emotions, and when I see her, with someone else, I try to act like I don't care, but really I'm in denial. Like I really like her, because the little things that she does for me.
Okay, I'm gonna play it right now. Let it rip. In Denial, Drew Stars.
Alone with you, it's so different. the things you do. You say it's supposed to happen, baby, but it seems my heart is falling for you. I can't deny, babe, I can't deny, babe, I can't deny, babe, I can't deny, I'm a deny, babe, I'm a deny, babe, I'm a deny, babe, I'm a deny.
Swinging, boy. Hey, let me be the first one to say it right now before everybody else say it. I got to tell you, if you have your CD, this need to be one of the singles. This need to be one of the singles. I see it unless you want to go another route, but have that in mind. In the back of your head, you need to release this one, dog, really as a single. I'm just being honest. That thing, when it first jumped out, I was like, oh, heck no. My mic was on, and I didn't want to yell it. I was like, oh, hell no. Hey, I'm about to play it again.
actually, it is.
Thank you.
It's going to be my single.
Yeah, you better put it up. Woo, I was getting ready to come wherever you was at. Slap you in your head, boy, if you would put this up. Oh, my God. And then when that thing came on, I said, oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's funky for real. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm done. Music Maven. Go on.
Well, you're kind of hard to follow after that. I was going to tell him, I thought that was a real charter right there. You know,
yeah.
It felt good right out, like just like you said, right out the gate. I definitely hear the Prince influence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I was about ready to play it again and skip company, y'all.
Oh, man. No, all the things definitely huge emotion. It grabs you.
That's wild. That's wild. And you know what? I'm hearing that, okay, because me, it's like when I'm really, really into something, okay, you know that it all comes from an idea before you sit down with pen and paper writing something down, before you sit down with the keyboard, and, you know, it's an idea, okay, and the idea grows. All right, you go and lay down 6 tracks, and then when you go back to it, it becomes 8 tracks. It might become 12 tracks before it gets finished. I don't know, man. Listen to that track right there, and that's one that skipped me. All right, listen to that track right there. You sat down and you knew exactly. You heard it. You heard it in your head before you ever wrote it down, didn't you?
Well, actually, it was the track we collaborated on. Me and this guy named Paolo.
He
built it around, you know, around the way I was singing.
It sounds like it was flowing. It sounded like that was like it was so seamless. You know, I mean, like, there was no breaks. It sounds like that this was an idea that just jumped out of your head. And it's good that you had that symbiosis between you and the guy that collaborated on it. Because Taz and I have collaborated on some things, okay? And I mean, like, it's like he knew exactly what was going on in my head, throws the music at me, and I'm like, darn, this is exactly the same melody that was playing inside my head. And that's the way that sound. It that was tight. That was really
tight. I'm serious, man. Like I said, if he don't put this out for single, woo, I'm going to be mad about it. Because, you know, you always listen to somebody's CD and hear one song that they never did release. And you're going, if you would have released this shit, dummy, you would have been in there. For real. So I'm telling you now, get your video together, do everything. That needs to be the one, baby. That one was hit right there. That'll bring the young people and the older people together on buying that one. You know what I'm saying?
Never mind the broken heart
spectrum
too.
Oh yeah, that's full spectrum without a doubt. You gonna do a video for it? Come on.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, he got you. I'm trying to tell you, like on Jamie Foxx's CD, the song Overdose, he should release that now. I've been trying to get in contact just to. I don't want to be your friend on Facebook. I don't want to be your friend on Twitter. I just want to tell you to release this song. You don't have to give me no money, but release this song. See what I'm telling you. See if I'm telling you. So, you know. So I'm telling you now, Drew Stars, you need to release this one. For real.
That's cool. Well, you got it, man. Because the people, I was blessed to, you know, deal with now, you know, we were talking about it, and they were like, they heard everything else, you know, but they were like, dude, this is the song, man.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I was like, man, I don't know. They said, trust me on this, bro.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. I listen to music continuously, probably longer than you've been born. And I know that was exactly the song. That one hit me right there, boy. And like I said, I don't listen to them beforehand, so I didn't know what it
right.
sounded like. Yeah, I heard some of your stuff on your MySpace page where, you know, I was introduced and said, do you want them on your show? And I went to your MySpace page. And I heard a few songs. Yeah, heck yeah. And I went back. Heck yeah. Yeah. I need to get them on the show for real. So
I got a couple of bars and some of the songs on his MySpace page just made me stop what I'm doing because I hit the page up, you know, and you have guests when I hit the page up and I just keep on doing what I'm doing. I heard the first couple of bars, can't remember the track, it was smooth. And right immediately I heard the Michael influence long before I even read your bio. But anyway, I'm like, wait a minute. And I had to look at the picture. I'm like, wait a minute. It's one of
the
old eyes. He got an old soul.
Tell you, and the next CD you do, let me listen to it again because I'm going to be going, wait a minute, this the one right here. I'm telling you, wait and see. When you release that one, wait and see. You get the right publicity behind it and all that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. People going to be in the stores like, who is that? I need to get him.
Right quick, I want to ask you, what do you got to say to our listeners that are aspiring musicians, vocalists? I mean, the entire experience since you've been in it, what have you learned about being in the experience? Because, I mean, your music is phenomenal. what you write, what you compose, you know. And it's not all the glam and the glitter, you know, that's associated with that. It's a matter of the heart. So what do you got to say to those listeners? I mean, like, Kaz, go on and do what you got to do. He can come back to us with that thought, you know, whatever. But I just want him to say something to our listeners out there that are aspiring to become musicians or vocalists.
Right. I mean, what you said, you know, it's not about the, like, once you get caught up in all that glam and glitz, you really forget the fact of, you know, real music, you know, because, I mean, music to me is an emotion. It's the main thing, you know, that people feed off of. And if we're not pushing out anything, you know, positive in our world, you know, we're being, you know, destructive. We're doing the devil's work. And, you know, this music business, me being in it as long as I've been in it, you know, 5 years, it's been trouble, you know. And I've had times where I've wanted to give it up, but, you know, there's, you know, God always brings people in your life to keep you motivated. And that's one thing you definitely want to do in this business is stay around positive people, because it's easy to, you know, to get trapped and wrapped up into negativity and want to quit and just give up and, you know, on your dream. But you have to stay focused, keep God number one at all times, and, you know, keep your faith. Just because it doesn't look like it's not going to happen right now, trust me, God is getting you ready for that level. Because, you know, there's different stages in life and different stages in anything that you do. So, you know, as an artist and going through what I'm going through right now, you know, you just have to stay focused and keep your faith, because, you know, this business is very tough. You know, it's not as easy as it seems. You know, it's not as easy as, you know, the press and everything makes it at all. You know, you have to be ready mentally, you know, you have to be ready physically, because your body is a tool. So you have to eat the right types of foods and, you know, so that you can stay up to par with your performances and whatnot, but mainly.
Hey, this cat sound older than me. How old are you, dude?
You got an old soul.
You can't broke down to what I was. Hey, look, as he was talking, I was writing it down. Oh, yeah, you got that. I almost said preach.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay. One night. The song One Night. Going to describe that, Drew. I mean.
Now, One Night, okay. That song there was a collaboration. You know, that was one of the songs I was saying, you know, it's pretty hard for me to write to, you know, because I didn't really write this from emotion. You know, I collaborated with somebody else on it. It was an idea because of, you know, sometimes, you know, one night, things happen.
Not yeah.
That, you know, sometimes people just want to get the one night thing going on, but, you know, it was a collaboration with me and a good friend and guy, Chip. So.
One night.
Yeah, one night.
We can stick for one night.
One night I was feeling that, Drew. How was your experience on 106 in Park?
Oh man, that was amazing. That was amazing. That was a dream come true.
Uh huh.
You know, like each stage, you know, of my life, like each year actually, it's like I just get closer and closer, and. You know, I walked in BET studios last year, and
right.
You know, I spoke to some people. I got to, you know, just walk around, never thinking that they would call me to be on a show. You know, as a spotlight performer, and being on there was like, wow, this is how God works. And I just got in a bad car accident, you know, nearly almost lost my life, you know, because I flew out a window, and Chuck flew over me.
Right.
I'm definitely blessed, and just being on that stage and being able to flip and, you know, dance and sing, I just, you know, that was just a dream. Like, I'm still, you know, trying to wake up from it now.
Music Maven.
Yeah, you know, the first word that came to my head when I heard that song was steamy. That was a very steamy sounding song, let me tell you. Yep, that's kind of song that could put somebody in the mood. I don't know. I don't want to say what kind, but that definitely has a lot of emotion. And it's also really complex at the same time, you know, musically. There was a lot going on in there. So
it was.
Give you, you know, major props on that one.
Oh, thanks.
Paula.
You know, the first thing that came to my head was, my thoughts were chocolate.
I was thinking about some of those commercials, you know, any commercial where they have chocolate, melted chocolate, and they're stirring it around, and it looks so smooth and sweet and luscious.
Wow, it's chocolate.
I'm glad this is on web radio. I'm glad this is on web radio because y'all. Drew, give out your information where you want people to contact you, hit you up, and how to get the CD and when, you know, when you'll be done. Just give your information out.
Okay. You can catch me on myspace.com/DrewStarz, J-R-U-S-T-A-R-Z. And my email, if you want to contact me, is DrewStarz, J-R-U-S-T-A-R-Z, @gmail.com.
I appreciate you, brother. Much success to you. You are truly blessed. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm really feeling the music for real. And most definitely, I will lock your number in and hit you up every now and then just to, you know, give you words of encouragement and just see how you're doing, you know, basically.
Oh, appreciate
it. And it's all good, man, because like I said, I'm feeling it. And I, and you know what I just told you. You know what I told you. So I ain't got to even repeat that. Praise God. Praise God.
I really appreciate you letting me be on here, man.
Well, it's all good, man. And when you got something new or you want to, you know, pop in with some more stuff, then be assured, just hit me up. Like I said, I'll hit you up with my number and just call you and just say, you know, it's all good. And just hit me up and we'll do it.
All right.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm developing a new network. I'm still working on the programming for it. It's namaste.stufftowatch.com, and baby, you're going to be promoted on another area of cyberspace. Okay? So, I don't know. I'll contact you, whether I have to contact Carl, but we're going to work out a little corner on namaste.stufftowatch where Drew stars, because you're hot and hitting. I got to tell you, you're hot and you're fresh. You're fresh. I love it.
Yep, very fresh.
Thank you.
All right, then, Drew. Take care,
right,
man.
All right. Thank you. Y'all too.
Music Maven and Paula, we got like 14 minutes. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play one of Rolanda 700. Now, Paula knows her from our annual house parties, and you know, we were in the chat room together years ago. She's one of Music Maven. She's one of the artists that I do music for, of course. And she goes on a, this is called a 180 moments. In other words, 180 seconds out your life, which is 3 minutes. She will.
That's very cool. That's a very cool title.
So it's a one.
Very cool it is too. I gotta tell you, she hit hard.
It's a 180 moment. I'm looking for it right now because I've seen it on my list.
Ooh, I'm a tell.
Okay, and it's under Road Rage. So we're gonna listen to it for 3 minutes, 180 seconds.
Hello, everyone. This is Rolanda 700. I'm coming to you on ATAZP, recorded live, and I have another 180 moment. And in the background, we have And They Pray, a Taz hit, one of my favorites, and maybe if I have a few seconds left, I'll sing a little bit. But right now, we want to talk about prayer and gun control and road rage. We're going to do all three of those things in this 180 moment. So let's talk about it. There's a reason why there is gun control, and that is to keep people like me from getting a weapon and shooting those of you that drive like idiots. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You drive like idiots, and you get some of us so upset that we pray. We pray and we thank God that He gave us a mind to reason and to realize that I can't just go around shooting everybody who gets on my nerves because they don't know how to drive. Now, this morning, and a few mornings ago, and a few mornings before that, and a few mornings before that, there's a lady that's on my street, and she drives out to the corner. She doesn't pull to the side. She doesn't put her flashers on. She drives right up to the corner as if she's going to stop, look both ways, and keep on going, but she never moves. She sits there waiting on the bus. Now, there's not a lot of traffic where I live. I live on a dead-end street. There was no reason for her to not pull back and let traffic go around, but she does that every day. And the first day, it kind of pissed me off because I pulled up behind her thinking, okay, she should be through looking in her purse by now. It's time for her to roll out. I'm trying to get to work, and I tooted my horn. And her and her daughter looked out the back window at me like I was crazy. Ooh, ooh. And that's when I prayed. I said, thank you, Lord, for having gun control, because right now I want to go by her car and I want to shoot her tires out so that she can no longer just sit here. She will have to get AAA to come tow her car away. So, TAZ, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about this road rage thing. So I need all of you to remember that it's just a car, it's just a street, and it's not all that big of a deal. Just, you know, smile and get over it. Don't go around cussing at people. Don't go around giving them fingers. Don't speed up when somebody is trying to get in the lane next to you to keep them from getting in. Let's just be human beings with human feelings and concern and empathy for our fellow man on the road. Stop the road rage. And remember, gun control is there for a reason. And they pray. Another 180 moment. Row 700. And they pray.
She is stupid.
That was fun.
Once she, again, she's done it.
She is real stupid. I played that a couple years back on my other show on my website.
Uh-huh.
Before I started, I had a web radio show on ATAZP.com before we even. Before Blog Talk was even out then. You know what I'm saying? So I played that on there, but I ain't heard it in years. That, she is a nut.
you know what was interesting for me was I have been behind that car, and I have wanted to shoot at those tires, too. So I was all sitting here thinking, she's making a good point. There is a good reason for gun control right there.
Yep. Yes.
I was looking for a phaser weapon, like out of Star Trek or something. You know, something.
I knew Paula was laughing at you.
Every time. You got to hear some of those stuff. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but she does make prolific points. It's all provoking.
And if y'all notice, it was 180 seconds, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was
concept.
Thinking, too.
I just pull it off. Yeah, so these are the crazy folks that, some of the crazy folks that I have at my house during Columbus Day weekend when we do the annual house party and I record it for the radio show.
I like music, the beat underneath it, too, so just want to point that out.
Oh, thank you. If Music Maven can come and attend this one, it'll be on October 10th, and man, I got some skits planned out for us to act out already.
Oh,
so we'll be recording during the daytime, and then I'll be putting it down as an MP3 for an hour and playing it on Blog Talk that night. Because last year, we did it live on Blog Talk, and the sound quality wasn't wasn't good. You know, some people couldn't get reception on the phone, so we like skip that. So what we're going to do is just record it, pre-record it, and then play it at night. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and that'll be the three nights that we'll do it in a row on Blog Talk, and then the next Thursday we'll have the actual house party on Saturday night.
That sounds
everybody Skype in.
Say what
that's
now?
That's right. You have a big old Skype party, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. True, but I'm not going to do it that way because it just, you never know what can happen live. As we know, you know, when people don't call in sometimes, you never know what happens. So So I'm just going to already pre-record it and be done with it. And it'll be a lot easier on me. Then I can edit the parts that I need to edit. You know what I'm saying?
I do. So I wanted to ask Paul a question. I wasn't aware that you wrote music, and I was just wondering, where can I find you? I know where to find Taz.
I do have music up on my MySpace page, and it's under Namaste. That's NAAHMASTE on MySpace. Yeah, you can hear. I don't know whether I have anything that Taz and I have collaborated on because I haven't been on that page for so long.
You know what? I need to put you up as a artist star on my ATAZT.com page.
I think that there's a thing that Taz, I, and Rolanda did. Friend Beth, I don't know if that's still up there either, honest to goodness. If it's not, I'm going to put it back up there. But that's where you can hear some of the music that I've written. I don't even remember what I put up there. I stopped putting stuff up there because I was putting up the whole track, and I found out from one of my granddaughters that one of her friends had actually copied, you know, downloaded one of my tracks. And I have two albums that are coming out. One is one that's music that I composed and lyrics that I've written, and then another one that Taz and I collaborate on, which I mentioned, you know, to Drew. It was a book, my book, Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter. I wanted to do a compliment to the book, so I wanted to do a music CD, and I hit Taz up. As a matter of fact, he and Darlene, CC Raw, I tell everybody I know her. Anyway, she purchased the book, and Taz picked out, you know, the poems I was interested in. And like I said, I had already had the music attached, a melody attached to some of those poems. So when he threw me the music, I didn't have to miss a step. But I'm in the middle
That's
of
That's a great concept,
building,
you know, really cool. Because, you know, when you match poetry and lyric and then, you know, music together, that's a good trio right there.
Oh, it's a wonderful marriage, actually. It is. I mean, especially if you have, you're collaborating with somebody who can get on the same wavelength, it becomes magic. As a matter of fact, the photographer that did the images in the book, that was Symbiosity. And then working on the CD, that was, boom, right on. And he also had some other music tune tracks that he had written that I said, oh, wait a minute, I'm feeling this. So along with those that I wanted to do, I included some of the compositions he had. So there's two CDs that are coming out, but like I said, I'm in the process of developing a network, online network, making it ready for television as the internet changes. And I put those off to the side because that's already in place. I mean, all I got to do is just go ahead and finish the vocals on that, and boom, the CDs will be out. So it's been a 2-year process. But you'll hear them once the network launches. Right now, in the middle of doing the programming, we're doing a tribute for Michael that I've been working really hard on.
You know, I just interviewed Clarence Burke Jr. from the Stair Steps yesterday.
Oh, really?
I did. Yes, I did. It was a three-part series. And he was talking about the Jacksons yesterday because they toured together for a while. And we had a caller asking him to talk about their rivalry. And Clarence just was laughing because he said the rivalry was on the marquee.
Yeah.
Would be out there playing basketball, but it was good for filling seats. And that's about as far as it went. But and then I talked to his dad, too, because his dad, Papa Burke, came on the phone and you know, he just raised one really amazing family there. No scandal.
I was really interested in that's true. I was really interested in when Jessica, that also sang with Earth, Wind, and Fire, had left them, because I know that she was on the track Ooh Child. And she went off with, you know, the Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then all of a sudden she just went off the grid. You know, but her vocal range was fantastic. Please do. And the next time we talk, let me know. Because I don't even know what's happening with her, but I know she had a wonderful vocal range. And it's strange, I mean, because at that time, Minnie Riperton had been, well, her and Richard Rudolph were working on, I forgot the name of that, Rotary Connection. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was Rotary Connection, and then she went off the grid, and Stevie found her, and she came back with Perfect Angel and stuff like that. But with Minnie's vocal range and Jessica's vocal range, I kept thinking that's what the world needs. I mean, we need more powerful singers that can go like 3 to 6 octaves.
Yeah, well, I can turn you on to a couple more, that's for sure.
You know what?
I love y'all, but we got 1 minute.
Well, you know what? I will be talking to you, and I'm going to hit your show up, and let's see what we can collaborate on when it comes to Namaste Broadcasting. I'll definitely email you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll give the information. Check this out, y'all. Next week, we will be right back on here along with another female doing night court. So back on here at 9 o'clock instead of 9:30, because you know night court is an hour and a half, because we go through a lot of subjects, an hour and a half.
I love you.
I love both of you sisters. Thank you for being on the show, Music Maven and Paula Patton Ross.
Okay, keep it real.
And the last song I'm leaving with is my friend Peachy Sidehouse, who is from the UK. The song is called Lemonade. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
Just my